Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The third baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Farley. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Jones. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Sam Jones. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tartabull moves to third. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Tartabull scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, Athletics, 1. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Charles moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards third. McAuliffe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wood. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Wood steals second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Tartabull moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. Jimenez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seaburn tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Athletics. Phil Reagan now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0 for 1 in the game. Farley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 1 in the game. Rakow hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tardabul takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tardabul moves to third. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Causey hits a fly ball into right field. Farley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tardabul tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-1, Athletics. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jimenez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump scores. Seaburn moves to second. It's 8-1, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. Jimenez moves to second. It's 9-1, Athletics. Jerry Casale now pitching. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Casale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0 for 2 in the game. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tartabull hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rakow, and towards Causey, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Causey hits a line drive towards short. Fernandez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seaburn moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. It's 10-2, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Del Greco hits a line drive towards third. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Consolo now playing shortstop. Bill Fisher now pitching. Bob Farley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farley is 0-for-2 in the game. Farley hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Jerry Casale. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. Fernandez moves to third. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. One out. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Farley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton, who is chasing the ball. Tartabull reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Bruton moves to third. Danny McDevitt now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bruton scores. Colavito moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-3, Athletics. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Bob Farley. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bubba Morton now playing right field. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaburn moves to second. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seaburn moves to third. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn scores. It's 11-3, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Del Greco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charles moves to second. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jimenez. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros pinch hits for Ron Klein. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a line drive towards short. Consolo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 11, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.